All right, we're fine. Plenty of time here. Are you comfortable with your role? Your roles, I guess, is plural unless you're all in unison.
Radio professional.
Hopefully you will be. Wait, I just got to put the headphones on, and I am a professional. All right, leaker Edward Snowden seeks dissident status in Russia, where he is now known as Snowden-Nitsyn. They loved it. What do you know?
Not much, you!
Live from San Francisco, California to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, a bluesy duet with Marcia Ball and Cindy Cashdollar, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man, who was that masked man? It's Michael Feldman.
Who was that masked man? The good news is, as a Russian dissident, Snowden-Nitsyn is now eligible for a teaching position at Harvard. So, all worked out in the end. Another news, Zimmerman too out of shape to testify. Zimmerman, of course, defense hinges on a reasonable dolt. So it's looking for that. You're loving this so far, and it's only going to get worse. The U.S. and China have deep differences on Hunan rights. Why don't you and I just go somewhere and forget this for once, you know? They'll get by fine without me. The White House to decide whether Egypt is a coupe or a sedan. Leaked report says Pakistan intelligence had bin Laden trout fishing in the Yemen. Safest seats in an airline crash are in the back of the Greyhound. Asiana, now the least popular baby name for girls. 47% of babies have flat spots on their heads, curiously, the same percentage that grew up to be Democrats. after aborting his governorship late in his term, Texas Governor Rick Perry says he intends to pray and just join the occasional posse. Porn actors say the measure requiring condoms violates prior restraint. Hold your ooze, please, until you get home. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, now the Einstein of Fox and Friends. Many at the Fed believe in self-stimulus. Whoa, whoa. You never know what's going to come out of him. That's the thing I get about it. Let's see, where was I? Oh, yeah. The Tribune gets out of the newspaper business. Chicago's Tribune Tower will be used for grain storage. Justin Bieber relieves self in a restaurant mop bucket to show what a lame bad boy he really is. Appendix says Elton John tried to kill him. 25-pound appendix is going to give you problems, you know that. Lowered arsenic levels take the kick out of apple cider. There's a Senate compromise on student loan that creates the Indentured Student Act, which allows students to work off their loans as serfs. Or for a Saudi princess. With the rise in obesity in Mexico, North America is now pear-shaped. The mental performance of 90-year-olds improves, but it's touch and go until then. In all the sports that isn't, Mets decide not to honor Native Americans during the Braves' homestand. Okay, it's just truth. Actually, it's just truth. Derek Jeter gets up too quickly from a chair, is back on the disabled list. Former Laker Meta World Peace seeks asylum in Russia. And finally, women protesting abortion restrictions at the Texas Senate have their tampons confiscated. Is it a Tampax in a teapot? Don't mess with Kotex, Tex. That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. We'll have you right out of here. Don't worry about that. That's just a minor setback. It's a monologue because I'm the only one who enjoyed it. That's where the mono comes in.